and 945.
Authorize contract with the lowest responsive bidder for the construction of the Southeast Powell Recon Sewer and Green Streets Project E08659 for $3,730,000.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor, we had originally scheduled this for 10 minutes, thinking that we were going to be have a tight schedule this morning. Given that we're about an hour ahead of schedule, I've asked Scott to expand this to the full hour because I know how interested the council is in these updates on our green infrastructure. More than one-third of Portland's 2,500 miles of sewer pipes are over 80 years old. This ordinance would authorize a contract to replace about 4,500 feet of sewer pipe that is failing due to age. This project includes constructing green street planters and planting trees to manage runoff and keep stormwater out of the sewer system. As we know, combining green infrastructure with traditional pipe repairs makes sewers operate more efficiently and saves money for our ratepayers. And with that, I'm going to turn over to Scott.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish. Good morning. My name is Scott Gibson. I'm a principal engineer at the Bureau of Environmental Services. With me today is Brandon Wilson, who's our project manager for this effort. Get my glasses on here. As the commissioner said, this project is a part of the Tabor to the River program, which is planting 3,500 trees, adding 500 green streets, and building 100 privately owned stormwater projects. We're also repairing and replacing up to 81,000 feet of sewer pipe, removing invasive plants from parks and natural areas, improving wildlife habitat, to clean the air and make neighborhoods more healthy. Resolving the sewer system problems in the Tabor River program area with a pipe-only solution would have cost an estimated $144 million. Adding these green infrastructure projects reduced the estimated cost to around $81 million, also provided multiple benefits to the community. As far as our progress on the Tabor River program, we have completed six construction projects to date. We have three more in progress. And this represents roughly half of the total planned improvements. With that, I'll turn it over to Brandon. He'll give you a little more of the project details.
Good morning. So we'll start with the project location. The location is basically much of the work is happening in and around the Brooklyn neighborhood. You can see from the map. We do have some pieces, some pipe segments on Milwaukee and Powell. Project goals and objectives. As Scott mentioned, this is part of the Taggart D pre-design, also called the Tabor to the River. We have 4,500 mainline feet of pipe. The sizes are there, 8-inch to 30-inch in diameter. This is a capacity-driven project. There's also poor condition pipe that we'll be addressing, as well as two new sewer extension mains. And the last bullet is 22 more typical stormwater infiltration facilities, vegetated. Public involvement for this project has been extensive, and there's been a lot of input and outreach done. Essentially, we were able to change some of the final design based on this input from the property owners and businesses. The outreach included several mailings that have been sent throughout the project area, as well as several neighborhood and public meetings attended by staff and the residents. There continues to be ongoing close coordination with the residents regarding specific concerns. An example of this outreach were a couple of the businesses in the nearby area, such as the Aladdin Theater, Classic Pianos. They both requested and were accommodated a window of time that would best suit their interests. We were able to reschedule a portion of that specific work for July and August, which are their lowest times of the year. their lowest volumes. There's also a few segments, like I mentioned, on Powell and Milwaukee that will be done at night due to the traffic volumes. And I also like to say that the project has secured a noise variance for that work after various meetings and outreach with the public and businesses. Northbound Southeast 17th Avenue ramp closure is a small portion. Well, I don't know about small, but it's a portion of the project. And as the bullets say, it's a coordination with PBOT, ODOT, and TriMet. This closure will reduce the time frame of the work that would have normally been done in this project area from 8 months to 3 months. So basically, we were geared at trying to reduce burden to the public, and this was the alternative that was selected for this. Closure will not affect pedestrians and bicycle traffic or southbound traffic, and the westbound traffic flows on Powell should not be impacted. Next steps, we're looking at advertisement this fall. Level of confidence is high.
Let me stop there for a second.
Absolutely.
Scott, would you would you just give us a quick primer very quickly on what a high level of confidence means?
Yes, so the ordinance which was passed gives a subjective narrative description of what a high level of confidence is. But one of the key deciding factors when we selected is how they describe contingencies. And for a high level of confidence in an estimate, the ordinance document says that project has a contingency in the range of 20 to 30%. So it's basically indicating what kind of variation you might see in the ultimate cost from the projected costs.
And the next one up the ladder is optimal?
Optimal, yes.
I thought that was interesting, colleagues, because when you hear, I think it's counterintuitive when you hear a high level of confidence and then read the underlying ordinance that set out this scheme and realize that it could vary between 20 and 30% even at a high level of confidence. I think it's important for us to remember that because I do think it's counterintuitive.
I agree. I think the language is, Brandon?
Yes. I'd also like to mention, because of the high level of confidence, the factors that contributed to that included contaminated media, including potentially contaminated groundwater at one location, a deeper than normal excavation, 18 feet deep in another location on Powell, with potentially contaminated groundwater, extensive traffic control, and the fact that we have night work. These are some of the factors that contributed to a little less than optimal confidence level. Back to the slide. The next step for this would be a purchasing agent to report back to the council with lowest responsible bid. Construction is scheduled to begin this winter and last approximately 12 months. And that concludes the presentation. I'd like to ask if there's any questions.
I've got a couple of related questions. One is this part of the city is about to undergo pretty significant redevelopment because of assuming that we incorporate the Southeast Quadrant plan into the comp plan when we finish it in a few months. Secondly, the Powell Division Bus Rapid Transit project is in early pre-design in terms of where it will run and what the street architecture needs to be for that to work. So a lot of complicated stuff happening on the surface, rather on private property or on public. Obviously, the sewers are sort of first. They go in deepest, and everything else is built after that. But I hope and expect that this project is being designed in a way that preserves all the flexibility that those folks that are designing either development projects on the redevelopment sites in the area or public projects, again, namely that BRT project in particular, will not have their options walled off by a sunk investment in a major capital improvement in the sewer system. So reassure me about that.
I think you'd be reassured that the sewers that we're repairing I'll defer to Brandon.
Well, I'm thinking about capacity in particular, right? You don't know exactly what's going to happen in this area.
So. Actually, the models that we use to determine what capacity is a 25-year, we're looking out basically to full development.
Of the proposed zoning?
Yes.
The proposed zoning.
Okay. Yes. And there's also safety factors included in that. It's very much looking at these types of things. We want to just do a capacity project and not have to worry about it again.
Yeah.
Because stormwater facilities also help to kind of trim the edge, the peak storm as well. So those tools combined are really what we're using.
Okay. That's good. I mean, you look at sites like that 4-acre gas company site that's just sitting there that I assume feeds into this sewer. Like, what's going to be there 20 years from now? I don't know.
I'll also mention that our stormwater management manual has pretty rigorous constraints on development and being able to manage stormwater on site as well. So that, along with what we're proposing, is should be a good fix for that solution.
Okay, good. Thank you. Other questions? Thanks very much. Anyone else want to speak on this item? If not, then it passes to second reading next week. And we are recessed till 2 p.m. And I might or might not be here. I'm going to Camp Riley.